Hey, Profiteers, Kara Brothers here, and welcome to another episode of Positive Profit. I'm so glad you're here. Have you ever dreamed of starting your own dog treat business but felt overwhelmed by the process? You're not alone. Maybe you've thought about turning your passion for baking into a profitable venture, but you really didn't know where to start. Today, I'm here to tell you that starting your own all-natural dog treat business is not only possible, it's incredibly rewarding. So let's talk about the dream versus the reality, okay? So I've got both sides on this episode. It's a good one.
Hey, baker, do you want to launch your own dog treat business and make money for your family? Are you discouraged with just giving your dog treats away to friends and family instead of having booming online sales? Do you want to be home more to bake treats and make money selling them online, but you keep telling yourself that you don't know enough healthy dog treat recipes or even have the business or Instagram know-how to make it all happen? Girl, I hear you. In this podcast, you'll find natural dog treat recipes and the secrets to launching your own dog treat business and tips for growing a successful dog treat business. Hi, my name is Kara Brothers, and I learned how to make and sell healthy dog treats that customers want to buy and dogs love. And I started my very own successful dog treat business. Want to know how I did it? Give your dog a treat, grab one for yourself, and let's dig in.
When we think about starting our own dog treat business, especially one that is centered around something wholesome, just like baking treats for our furry friends, we often envision the freedom of being our own boss. Who doesn't want that? And the joy of creating delicious, healthy treats and the satisfaction of knowing that we are providing the best for our pets and others' pets. Now, while these dreams are attainable, there's some realities to face along the way. Stick with me. We're going to get to the pros, the cons, the good, the bad, the everything. Let's talk about the challenges first of all. If you already have a dog treat business, undoubtedly, you have come across your own set of challenges. And while some are universal, some are unique to each individual dog treat owner, depending on where your skills lie, what your challenges are, your resources, and things like that. So I'll talk about some general ones that might apply to anybody. The first one I'm going to talk about is one of the biggest challenges of starting any business is the initial investment, both in terms of time and money. As a dog treat baker, and especially if you bake at home, you're pretty lucky because you will need to invest in high quality ingredients, but the equipment that you need is probably stuff you already mostly have. You'll need packaging, of course, and marketing to stand out in the market, but in short, it's a relatively inexpensive business to get into compared to many that are out there. Additionally, there is a learning curve to navigate from understanding food safety, which, you know, if you bake and you cook at home, you probably already have this basic understanding. So yay, points there. You're already ahead of the game. And there's also some regulations to mastering the art of baking treats. And when I talk about regulations, there are departments like the Department of Agriculture, which is the case in most states, that you'll need to make sure your labels are correct and get them approved by them. You also have the cost of getting your labels registered, getting your license, you know, any licenses that you may need for your business or your county to be able to sell. So you also need a guaranteed analysis for your treats in most states. And the guaranteed analysis, that's basically where you send a sample off of your treats to a lab who analyzes them. And they give you all the reporting back, and you'll include that reporting, which come in the form of numbers, on your label, okay? So it can be somewhat of a difficult process if you've never done it before, but have information and videos about it already that you can go check out. Also, we have great resources from other people in my free Facebook group. It's called Dog Treat Bakers, and you can get there by going to facebook.com/groups/start-a-dog-treat-biz. More information and resources and tips there. One of the great advantages that you have as a dog treat baker is your baking skills, assuming that you have some. Your ability to create delicious treats can set you apart from the competition and attract customers who are looking for high-quality homemade treats for their pets. And by leveraging your baking skills and your passion for dogs, you can create a unique selling proposition that really resonates with your target audience. So the good thing about dog treats is that you really don't need a lot of intricate and complex skills to be able to pull this off. If you've already baked before, this should come naturally to you. If you've never baked or you're new to baking, congratulations, because it's not difficult to do. While a lot of us make simple dog treats, you can get more complex and you can really level up your skill, and it'll show in your dog treats if you want to go a different kind of niche route. So let's talk about the importance of planning. To overcome these challenges, it's crucial that you have a solid plan in place. Now, when I started my dog treat business, I had a plan in place, but I didn't follow through on some of the steps that you might typically follow through with on a traditional business. Some of the things that you can do for your plan is market research to understand your target audience and your competitors. I did do market research, but it was probably, I would say, maybe 2 or 3 days of market research to understand what my target audience was and my competitors. I'm not sure how much time you're really supposed to spend, but that's what I spent. It's a good idea to have a business plan in place. That being said, I did not have a business plan in place. And I wonder now, had I had a business plan, would that ultimately have benefited me? I'm not sure. You know what? Honestly, I took a course. I bought the equipment, the cookie cutters and heat sealer that I needed in packaging. And I got my license, my pet food processor license here in California, got a commercial kitchen to bake out of. In California, that's what you have to do. In other states, you don't. You can just bake out of your home. But anyway, I just started baking treats and my business kind of went along. But I did not create a business plan. I just went for it. But I have to say that it may have helped. So that's something to consider. Establishing a strong brand identity that reflects your values and resonates with your customers is important. You know what? I'm going to throw caution to the wind. My mom is going to hate me. I'm going to have to whisper. She would hate this part. But I would say that establishing your brand identity is more important than a business plan for dog treats. It was for me. I can't say that's going to be the same for everybody, but it was for me. What I should have done was followed up with a business plan, but to start off with, I did not. I really focused on my brand identity, meaning I focused on my logo, my colors, making sure my brand was consistent across Instagram, Facebook, my website, my storefront, my business cards, my stickers, all my labels, my banner, all of that was consistent and strong. And that's what really stood out to customers and allowed them to understand who I was just by seeing my packaging or my logo. They knew it was me everywhere I showed up. So that was important too. So let's talk about building a brand. Building a strong brand is essential for success in the dog treat business. And I can really say that probably about any bakery or maybe even any business. This includes creating a memorable brand name and logo. That's easy enough to do. I say that, but you know how many iterations I went through of my logo? I look back to the early days in Canva, because you can do that. Scroll back to the very first concept I had for my brand name, I knew my brand name, but my logo's gone through so many changes, but I finally arrived on something, and it took me, oh my goodness, it might have taken me 3 months to finally arrive at what I wanted to go with. But that helped me develop a sense of cohesive brand identity, and it really reflected my values and resonated with my audience. And by that, I was able to establish a really strong online presence through social media and a professional website. Now, don't freak out. When I say professional website, you don't have to build your own website in the sense that you need to learn code, or it's nothing complicated. Website building is so easy now with the likes of Shopify. That's who I went through. And I'm going to put a link in the description for Shopify for you to click on, check out, see what they have to offer. And they make it so easy now to look professional without you really having to do much. You pick the design or the theme that you want, and you just start plugging in the name of your treat, the price of your treat, a picture of your treat, a description where you're going to ship to, and some other simple things like that. And you can just keep replicating that. So it's easy to have a professional looking website without spending a bunch of money or really knowing hardly any techie stuff at all. So I'll put that Shopify link in the description for you. Let's talk about the joys of being your own boss. Woot woot! One of the greatest benefits of starting your own all-natural dog treat business is the flexibility that it offers. Say toodaloo to the 9-to-5 grind and hello to a schedule that works for you. You need to run errands during the day? No problem. Want to pick up your kids from school and still have dinner on the table at a reasonable time? With your own business, it's entirely possible. I love the dog treat business. Having a flexible work schedule as your own boss offers a myriad of benefits that traditional jobs just can't match. One of the most significant advantages is the ability to manage your time in a way that allows you to prioritize work and personal life. And another key benefit is the freedom to create a schedule that aligns with your natural energy levels and productivity peaks. Some people are more productive in the morning, while others thrive in the afternoon or evening. And as your own boss, you have the flexibility to structure your workday around your most productive times, and it leads to better efficiency and job satisfaction. For me, I have ankylosing spondylitis. Mornings are rough. So it wouldn't be until in the afternoon that I could really get up and start work. And that really worked for me. Also, if I had a down day, no problem, because at night I could go in and do my own thing. It also caters to your health needs if you're someone like me. Being your own boss and having your own schedule allows you to work when you want to. It also helps you manage your household better when you have that kind of flexible schedule with responsibilities. We talked about preparing dinner at a reasonable time. You can also take breaks throughout the day to attend to these tasks. Want to see your kids' school play during the day? Fantastic. Get out of here. Go do it. Take your dog to the park. It's a great day. Fantastic. Do it. It just results in a better work-life balance for sure. And overall, the freedom and the flexibility of being your own boss and working from home can really improve the quality of your life and your well-being. I highly recommend it. Y'all, profiteers, if you are enjoying this episode and you want more tips and guidance on building your own natural dog treat business, be sure to subscribe to Positive Profit on YouTube. Click the subscribe, click the little notification bell. And also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you leave us a review. And don't forget to join our free Facebook group that I was telling you about, Dog Treat Bakers, at facebook.com/groups/startadogtreatbiz for even more support and resources. So let's talk about the power of wholesome ingredients. When you bake all natural dog treats with high quality ingredients, you're not only providing dogs with delicious snacks, but you are ensuring that they're getting the best nutrition possible. Unlike store-bought treats that are filled with additives and fillers and chemicals, your treats are made with ingredients that your customers can pronounce and trust. Chances are you have these ingredients in your house right now, and probably so do they. Plus, baking with simple, wholesome ingredients also allows you to cater to dogs with dietary restrictions or allergies, and it offers a more personalized experience. And this ensures that they're getting a nutritious and a safe treat that supports their overall health and well-being. So additionally, baking homemade treats can be a fun and rewarding experience for you and your dog. It allows you to get creative in the kitchen. You can experiment with different flavors and textures and shapes and really bond with your dog in the process, because don't forget, you're making dog treats and your little dog's right there. Plus, homemade treats often taste better and fresher than the store-bought alternatives, making them a delicious and healthy option for dogs. I didn't really expect that this next thing was going to happen, but it did, just by virtue of what I was doing. I was known as the dog treat lady. Like, who does not want that? The dog treat lady? That just is so cool. Oh my gosh. embracing the nickname of the dog treat lady or the dog treat guy or the dog treat dude can be a source of pride and joy. It signifies that you are the go-to person for wholesome and tasty treats that dogs love. This nickname not only helps identify and establish your brand, but it creates a cool sense of community and trust among your customers or your pupstimers. I forgot who told me that word, pupstimers, but thank you, whoever it was. When people think of you as the dog treat lady, they know that they're getting the best treats for their dogs, and that's something that you can be proud of. And embracing this nickname can also be a great marketing tool because it helps establish your brand and it creates a memorable image in the minds of your customers. When they think of you as a dog treat lady, they're likely to associate you with quality, care, and a deep love for animals, which can go a really long way in building trust and loyalty among your customer base. Also, the dog treat lady or the dog treat guy is a testament to the joy and the satisfaction that comes from making dogs and their owners happy. Your customers are always smiling and happy because they know they're getting the best. I love being the dog treat lady. So let's talk about building relationships and creating content through outdoor events. And I have to mention outdoor events or just events in general. That was one of the most rewarding parts about the dog treat business. Running your own all-natural dog treat business, it gives you the opportunity to build relationships with your customers. Imagine setting up your tent, displaying your delicious treats totally perfectly how you want them and everything looks beautiful. And then watching as dogs and their owners approach eager to sample your creations. Events like dog-friendly outdoor markets also allow you to connect with customers face-to-face and it creates a sense of community and loyalty. Also, you're able to have conversations about your treats. Why wouldn't you? You just made them. You know everything about your treats. And it's so fun to talk about what we know, what we like, what we're passionate about with someone else who gets it and wants to accept it. Before I created the Dog Treat Baker Facebook group, there was no one in my town I could really talk treats with, unfortunately. I mean, my husband knew what I was doing. My kids knew what I was doing, but they weren't doing it necessarily. And I really couldn't talk shop with them. So when I created my Facebook group, suddenly all these people started to trickle in and they wanted to talk about dog treats. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about because everyone in that group just gets it. Customers, they want to talk about dog treats too. And they want to talk about their dog. Just ask them, what kind of dog do you have? If they haven't brought it to the market, they're going to whip out their phone. They're going to show you. Sometimes you know, it's on their home screen. I love that. And they're going to show you pictures about their dogs. And it just really gives you a chance to engage with them when they stop by, share stories about your treats, learn stories about their dog, and also find out what their dog's preferences are too. These interactions not only create memorable experiences for your customer, but it allows you to build lasting relationships. And many of these customers turn out to become loyal repeat buyers, coming back to your booth at future events or ordering online because of the positive connection they've made, outdoor events or just events in general. I cannot stress how fun and cool they are. And your customers are the best. They're never in a bad mood. They're always happy. They're always smiling. Sometimes they have their dog with them. It's just a cool business to be in. I have a video that's called Outdoor Event Success Checklist. I'll go ahead and link it in the description. And you could click on the video, watch it, find out how do you have an outdoor event? What do you need? What's the setup? What can you expect? What should you bring with you? So check out that video. I'll link it in the description. Events are also amazing opportunities for content creation to take photos and post them on your social media. Because let's face it, social media is so critical to marketing now. This helps you to showcase your treats and engage with your audience. Encouraging customers to tag you in posts or stories featuring their dogs enjoying your treats is a fantastic way to create user-generated content and further build your brand. And this user-generated content not only serves as authentic testimonials to how delicious and tasty your treats are, but it really helps to build brand awareness and credibility. So someone that is their friend looks at their story, sees you are the one that provided their dog the treats and how much fun they're having, like, oh, that sounds good. And so on, they'll tell a friend. In conclusion, starting your own all-natural dog treat business is not just about making treats. It's also about creating a community, building relationships, and making a difference in the lives of dogs and their owners. Plus, being your own boss and having a flexible schedule to have time to do what you want to do is so worth the effort and the journey. So what are you waiting for? Start your journey today. Join me over at the Facebook group for more tips and tricks and support on building your own business dreams. Thanks for tuning in, Profiteers, and remember to keep baking, keep treating, and keep profiting, and don't forget to treat yourself well.
Hey, Baker, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to bake dog treats and make money selling them online and in stores? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It makes me so delighted to know this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to go make another batch of doggy donuts for the sales I got on Instagram. No more markets every single weekend. I'll meet you back here every Tuesday and Thursday for more tasty dog treat content. Until then, don't forget to treat yourself well.